Tell me something good about Connecticut. It's brought to you by Vernon Manor.
All right. Connecticut is home to one of the most iconic names in business, Stanley Black & Decker, which just celebrated its 175th anniversary. Ooh. And for those 175 years, they've been making things that make the world go round. It's hard to think of a company that has a longer, prouder history than Stanley Black & Decker, but this is a company that is focused on the future. And like in every other industry, the future means advanced technology. Stanley's involved in two new technology-related projects. One is in Stanley's hometown of New Britain. That's where they're going to take a vacant six-story factory building and convert it into a high-speed data center. Mm. That building is at the hub of an ultra-high-speed data network that connects New York, Boston, and Holyoke, Massachusetts. It's also going to create as many as 2,500 jobs.
Wow.
Fantastic.
The other project is in downtown Hartford. It's a new accelerator for startups focused on additive manufacturing and 3D printing. Basically, that allows you to layer different materials and make parts that are lighter, stronger, and less expensive. It's part of what Stanley calls its Manufacturing 4.0 project. Stanley's CEO says that one day in the not-too-distant future, you might buy a wrench or even a door hinge that was 3D built. This 175-year-old company is bringing big things to the future of Connecticut. Hey, you guys, did you know that today is National Lighthouse Day?
Ooh.
What? I know. Happy National Lighthouse Day to both of you. In 1989, Congress declared the day to recognize the historical significance of lighthouses around the country. And did you know that Connecticut has more than 20 lighthouses? That means there are plenty of opportunities to celebrate the occasion right here in Connecticut.
I believe Alan has photographed 19 of the 20.
Really?
I'm pretty close.
You're close to having them
all?
Oh, all right. Well, here's a few ways to enjoy Connecticut's lighthouses. You can ride on Segways with Wheeling City Tours in New London. The beach tour takes visitors by Connecticut's oldest and tallest lighthouse, the New London Harbor Light. Or you can rent kayaks from Norwalk Sailing School in East Norwalk and paddle your way to Sheffield Island to enjoy views of the lighthouse there. In New Haven, you can walk around Lighthouse Point Park and see Harbor Light, and it's one of the country's oldest antique carousels is right there too. Or you can take a 7-hour cruise this Saturday at the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk to visit 8 lighthouses along the western Long Island Sound. That's where you're going to...
It's a great way to do it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How about spending the night in a lighthouse?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Saybrook Point Inn and Spa in Old Saybrook has its own lighthouse suite. And then there's the Winvian Farm in Morris, which offers maritime-themed lighthouse cottages. You can do all of this right here in Connecticut. Now, August has just begun, so you know what that means. A brand new prize up for the August CT prize pack. You can get yourself entered to win at WRCH.com. One lucky winner will receive a Zipline Canopy Tour gift certificate for two people, two branded fleece winter hats, and a drawstring backpack from Empower Adventures in Middletown. You're also going to get four complimentary tickets to the Florence Griswold Museum in Old Lyme, the home of American Impressionism, as well as a tote bag and a water bottle, and you'll get some Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag as well, tote bag and a t-shirt. Just head on over to WRCH.com and click on contest.
And we have to congratulate our July winner. He was pretty excited.
The computer. Axe throwing.
Yes. Jared Kotler of West Hartford.
What?
He and all of his friends are pretty pumped up. Two lanes, eight people, pine and iron axe throwing in Hartford, and
That's cool.
Pine and iron t-shirts. Now that shares a space with the Hog River Brewing in the Parkville section of Hartford. So he's pretty pumped up about that. Plus the complimentary stay at the Circle Hotel in Fairfield.
So cool.
They've got an outdoor pool and patio, lawn games too, and Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag. So well done, Jared Kotler.
Congratulations. Mm.